9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait, the king. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoenaed from misdemeanors. Dreamer, held back, sex, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Carsley.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome into Riders Field. It's game two of this six-game set between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the Royals affiliate, and the Rangers AA affiliate, the Frisco Rough Riders. The Naturals took game one of this series last night in the series opener, winning 6-1 over the Rough Riders. The lone offense for Frisco coming on Alejandro Osuna's solo homer in the eighth inning. They dropped that one 6-1, were out hit 11-6, but they're back at it today, and the Rough Riders look to even the series. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show, and it's a beautiful Wednesday evening for baseball. Just about 15 minutes away from first pitch for game two of this six-game set. All sorts of fun stuff going on throughout the evening. It all starts with this pitching matchup. Starting for the Naturals is a right-hander, William Fleming, who's 2-3 with a 6.79 ERA, making his 13th start, his 16th total appearance on the year. The 25-year-old from Asheville, North Carolina, has allowed 45 earned runs in 59 and two-thirds innings of work. Not a big strikeout guy, 39 strikeouts over that span while issuing 24 walks. So the Rough Riders tonight, the key being patient and make Fleming come to them and then turn on anything in the middle of the zone. The 25-year-old was selected back in 2021 in the 11th round by the Seattle Mariners out of Wake Forest. He was traded before the 2022 deadline along with Wyatt Mills in exchange for Carlos Santana. And William Fleming is coming off his best start of the year, where he went six innings pitched, seven hits, two earned runs, two walks, and a strikeout against the Springfield Cardinals. It marked his first quality start. Coincidentally, it came against Springfield back last season on August 30th. On the other side against him, it's a right-hander in Ryan Garcia, the 26-year-old from Arcadia, California, a former second-round draft pick back in 2019 out of UCLA. And Garcia has put together a pretty good stretch as of late. He's lowered his ERA to 3.97 with a 5-4 record, giving up 29 earned runs over 65 and two-thirds innings of work. 62 strikeouts, so not a huge strikeout guy, but does pick up about one an inning. And the walk numbers for Garcia, 34 on the year, a bit higher than he would like, but as of late, he's been living in the zone and leaning on his changeup quite often, and it's been a recipe for success, turning in some quality starts. He's also a guy that pitches and gets a lot of fly balls, but he's been able to hold a lot of those in the yard lately. 10 home runs last year through 13 games started, 20 overall on the year. This year, at this point, 13 starts in. He's sitting at just four. Should be a lot of fun. It's Ryan Garcia for the Rough Riders against William Fleming for the Naturals. We'll step aside here on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll get part two of a two-part interview with Rough Riders center fielder Alejandro Osuna.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Chatting with Alejandro Osuna here on the pregame show. Alejandro, let's go back growing up in Mexico. Your brother is a former big leaguer, had a tremendous year. Do you understand things on the at the plate a little better, knowing how your brother approaches things as a pitcher on the mound?
Yes, I'm the only hitter of my family because I had a twin brother, and he's a pitcher too. And my dad played for 18 years in Mexico, and they helped me a lot. You know, my two brothers and my dad are pitchers, and they helped me a lot. So during the offseason, they threw me a lot of BPs, a lot of BPs on the field, and they threw me very hard just to get better. But, yes, they helped me a lot for everything.
Your brother Roberto led all of Major League Baseball a few years ago in saves. What was it like being around a really special Astros team that year? A lot of really big names. What was it like to get to meet those guys and see how they go about their business on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, that was very funny when he was on here in USA. We meet with a lot of players, like more with Latin guys, Carlos Correa, Jose Altuve, and they're to be honest, they're like normal persons. They are the big leagues, right? And on the field, but out the field, they are the normal person. They are very humble guys, and they talk with us a lot, and that was a good experience too.
I love it. Let's go back to your first introduction to baseball. When did you start playing baseball? What's your first baseball memory?
I started when I was 3 years old, starting in my town in Mexico. I remember with my dad. We started practice because my older brother playing for a couple leagues over there. He's playing a baseball. My dad was with me and my twin brother in another field, like learn to catch, learn to hit, and everything. That's why my experience when I was younger.
Take me back. You speak really good English. Let's go all the way back. When did you begin learning English? Did it take you a long time? Was it difficult, or how did that come to be?
Yes, it was a little bit hard, but when my brother plays here in USA, he put a teacher for us, like, to learn a little bit. But when I was very younger, I was practicing with my twin brother, like, interview. We watched a lot of videos on English, and we just joking a lot about, hey, how you feel? How you feel? How was the game today? How you feel? And we just try to practice our accent because it's very hard. And we joking like, oh, very good. I feel I'm Pedro. My twin brother's name is Pedro. Oh, I'm Pedro soon. I feel very good, very happy to hit a homer and grand slam to get a walk-off or something like that. We just practice. And right now I feel a little bit more with my confidence to speak English. And my team helped me a lot too.
I love it. So now here in Frisco, I mentioned postseason bound. You're enjoying your early days. When you look ahead at the rest of the year, do you have any goals set for you? Because it feels like right now you're on a pace to set some unreal numbers for yourself.
Yeah, my goal is to stay healthy. That's the most important because last year in the offseason, of the middle of the season, I got a injury from my right shoulder. In the offseason, I got a shoulder surgery. And I need to stay healthy and try to help out my team to wherever, offensive or defensive. I just try to help my team. That's my goal.
I love it. Alejandro, we'll leave you with this. All-Star break is coming up after this series. Do you have any special plans? Are you going anywhere? Are you staying here in Frisco? Or what do you have planned for the All-Star break?
I don't have too much plans. I just try to enjoy and relax here with my teammates.
I love it. That's Alejandro Osuna here on the pregame show. Alejandro, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke May with you alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. Let's get you set for first pitch, just about 4 minutes away here on the Riders Baseball Network. First, the starting lineups for the visiting Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's Javier Vaz who leads things off. He's the second baseman. Following behind him is the shortstop, Tyler Tolbert. Gavin Cross, the Royals' number 7-ranked prospect, will play center field and bat third. Batting fourth is the catcher, Rodolfo Duran, followed by the first baseman, Josh Lester, who homered last night. Kale Emshoff, the designated hitter, after a day off, back in the lineup, batting sixth. Peyton Wilson, the right fielder, will bat seventh, followed by Leono Valera, the third baseman tonight. And River Town rounds out the lineup. He'll play left field. Again, it is Vaz, Tolbert, Cross, Duran, Lester, Emshoff, Wilson, Valera, and Town. And then for the home team on the scoreboard tonight, the Frisco Rough Riders lining up very similar to how they did last night. It's Alejandro Osuna playing left field tonight, shifting over after playing center last night. He'll lead things on. Cody Freeman slides over to second base. He'll bat second. Josh Hatcher, the first baseman, bats third, followed by Caber Rodriguez, who mans the hot corner at third base. Maximo Acosta will play short and bat fifth. Batting sixth is the left fielder Aaron Zavala. Abimelech Ortiz. The first baseman will bat seventh. Cooper Johnson will do the catching for Ryan Garcia tonight. He bats eighth. And rounding things out for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders is the center fielder, Daniel Mateo. Again, for the Riders, it is Osuna, Freeman, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Acosta, Zavala, Ortiz, Johnson, and Mateo. The Rough Riders had a three-game winning streak snapped last night. They fell behind in the series 1-0, losing 6-1. They attempt to get back in the win column tonight. They'll have to do so against William Fleming or the right-hander Ryan Garcia taking the ball for the Riders. We'll step aside here on the pregame show, and we come back. Zach Bigley will rejoin us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6.05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Josh Hatcher! A three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On a beautiful Wednesday night in North Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action as they take on the Royals-affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Hi, everybody, and welcome high atop Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Today, it's the 26-year-old Ryan Garcia who takes the mound for the Riders. He's 6 foot 180 pounds, the native of Arcadia, California. The second rounder by the Rangers back in 2019, and he's looking to continue what has been a really nice stretch for him on the mound. In his last four starts, a 2.38 earned run average. So Javier Vaz starts it off for the Royals affiliate. Riders looking to tie this series up at one game apiece after a 6-1 win for the Naturals yesterday in the series opener. Ryan Garcia looks over the top of his glove. He rocks back and delivers in the first pitch. It's swung on and belted out to right field, sending Zavala back at the warning track. He leaps, and he made the catch! Oh, what a grab from Aaron Zavala! He opens the curtains emphatically on this one tonight. Wow. Robbing a home run from Javier Vaz. Right at the apex of his leap at the wall. Oh, it might not have gone out, but an incredible catch nonetheless. Wow.
That's a tempo starter for the Rough Riders defensively. Ryan Garcia hasn't been tagged with a home run too often this year. He's kept the ball in the yard really nicely. He's got to just tip his cap to his right fielder there. Aaron Zavala with a heck of a play to open this contest.
So now it's Tyler Tolbert, and the first pitch to him is at the top of the zone for a strike. A first pitch cutter, and it's 0-1. And that was an incredible play by Aaron Zavala. The pitch is at the bottom of the zone in the dirt, and it's one ball and one strike on Tolbert, who's had multiple hits in six of his last eight games. The Naturals came in losing six of the last seven yesterday before winning the opener. 1-1. Tolbert pops it up on the infield right side. Cody Freeman takes charge at second, and he puts it away off to his left. Two outs. And Gavin Cross to the plate now. This one has been an incredible start on what is a beautiful day. We got underway right on time at 7:05 here in Frisco. Beautiful day, 91 degrees, 93 our feels like temperature with 47% humidity. Sun shining up above and 8-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left. The pitch to Gavin Cross is up and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Cross 2-for-4 in the opener yesterday. Garcia, just five pitches so far. He delivers home with two outs here in the first. That's low and outside, missing two balls and no strikes with the fastball. The fastball will average about 90 miles an hour this season. He's topped out at 93-94 on the year. He delivers in the 2-0. It's fouled off the end of the bat, back behind home. It's two balls and one strike. Mostly a four-pitch arsenal for him. We'll go fastball, cutter, slider, and changeup. He does have a sweeper as well that he uses. Pull side shift on the infield behind him for Cross, the center fielder here in the first inning. The pitch. He swings, grounds it right into the shift. The second baseman, Freeman, gobbles it up, throws him out, and the side is retired in 1-2-3 fashion. A very slick inning for Ryan Garcia. Only seven pitches for him to retire the side. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up. Riders come to the plate in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
So after a seven-pitch top of the first inning by Ryan Garcia, the Rough Riders go to work on the offensive side in the bottom half of the first inning against William Fleming. Alejandro Osuna starts things off. The left-handed batter to be followed by Cody Freeman and Josh Hatcher. Fleming, the righty, deals home. That's down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Fleming stands at 6'6" on the mound, 220 pounds, the 25-year-old out of Asheville, North Carolina, the 1-0. Lofted out into shallow left field. It drops in, another hit
for Alejandro Osuna, a six-game hitting streak for him now. And he has been incredible at setting the table at the top of this card for the Riders, playing in just his ninth game with Frisco. A six-game hitting streak in which he has 11 hits, eight of them for extra bases now. He came in hitting .371 with the Riders, and another hit for Osuna. Well, this one is soft single into left field the opposite way. He's at first, and now Cody Freeman stands in. Right-handed batter. Here's the stretch from Fleming, and the pitch home. And that's just inside 1-0. The Rough Riders would love to get to William Fleming, who's really struggled this year with AA Northwest Arkansas. 2-3 with a 7.68 earned run average. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. There's a high skyscraping pop-up on the left side. Foul territory. Valera, the third baseman, under it. And he two-handed squeezes it. One away. Josh Hatcher bats now. The Riders only scored one run yesterday on an Alejandro Osuna solo home run, and so this is a great opportunity for the Riders to get to a guy who's been struggling, even though he's coming off his best start of the season, going six innings, allowing just two runs against Springfield at home last week. It was kind of an odd start for him, though. Even though he allowed just the two runs, he did allow seven hits. The pitch. Hatcher watches just low and outside on the changeup, and it's one ball and no strikes. He struck out one and walked two in his start. Just a three-pitch mix for the tall right-hander. Fastball, slider, and changeup. He cuddles with his glove at the belt, and the 1-1. A tapper up the middle. Tolbert's got it at short. Steps in the bag for one. Throws to first, a double play, and it's a very quick on just four pitches. Bottom half of the first inning. We only have 11 pitches to get through the first inning total between top and bottom. We go top two. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're at the top of the second inning. I said it was 11 pitches to go through the first. I was a little bit off. It was 13, but still, nonetheless, pretty quick first inning on both sides combined. Seven of those 13 pitches from Ryan Garcia in his 1-2-3 first. Rodolfo Duran leading things off in the second for Northwest Arkansas, coming in at 6-7 in the second half. Riders are 8-5 in the second half of play, though their second half record doesn't really matter because they've already clinched the first half. They're in the playoffs come September. Ryan Garcia works against the right-handed batting Rodolfo, who's been much better against lefties this year. Here's the windback and the pitch. And that one is on the outside corner for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Duran is hitting .487 against left-handed pitching this season. Here's the wind in the 0-1. It's foul out of play to the right side. It's one ball. Make it 0-2 on Duran. But yesterday, he faced all right-handers and went 2-for-4 with three RBIs in that 6-1 win for the Naturals. Good day from the veteran 26-year-old. A rock back in the 0-2. Chopper up the third baseline. Rodriguez fields, giving ground, tosses onto first and gets in. Pretty play at the hot corner by Rodriguez, and there's one away. It was such a quick first inning, we didn't get a chance to offer you the defense behind Ryan Garcia. It's Alejandro Osuna in left, Daniel Mateo in center, Aaron Zavala in right. Amber Rodriguez just made that play at short. Max Acosta at third. Max Acosta is the shortstop. Cody Freeman at second. Abimelech Ortiz at first. And that's Cooper Johnson squatting down behind the plate. Receives the first pitch. On the upper edge outside corner, a strike to Josh Lester. 0-1. Lester hit a home run yesterday. It was the first home run in the last seven games for Northwest Arkansas. Pitch slips across the outside edge, a strike with a changeup from Garcia, and it's 0-2. It's been a team devoid of power in the month of July. Just that one home run from Lester. It was a shot into right center, just shy of 400 feet. Rough Riders instituting that shift again where Zavala is out in right field, the left fielder, the pitch. And that one's below the zone. It's one ball and two strikes. I should say Zavala is out in right field defensively today. So he is out in shallow right field while it's almost a softball outfield defense with two outfielders, Alejandro Osuna in left center and Mateo in right center. The 0-2. Just up and away, missing with the curveball, I believe. If that's the curveball that's back, it's his first curveball he's thrown this year. That might be a new pitch that he's just added. And the offering is a swing and a miss. And the changeup off the outside corner. Strike three. And Lester is down on strikes. The first K for Garcia today. He had a curveball last year, but Garcia has not thrown the curveball this season. To see if that's what he's throwing now. Here's Kale Emsoff now, and the first pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. First appearance of this series for Emsoff. Wind back in the offering. And that one's below the zone, missing, and it's now one ball and one strike. Right-handed batter. Pitch home. He checks his swing, fouls it off back behind home. And the count goes to one ball and one strike on the Robstown, Texas native. Two outs, bases clear. We play in the top of the second inning. Garcia looking very strong so far. Squares his shoulders towards the plate. 1-2. Check swing, low and away, missing again with it's either a sweeper or a curveball, and it's two balls and two strikes.
By the numbers, Zach, it certainly looks like a curveball. Metrically, that's what it shows up as, but it's a fastball, cutter, slider, sweeper, changeup mix for Garcia. No curveball.
2-2 is down and in, 3-2, and guys will add pitches every now and again between starts, and that is a pitch that he had last year. It was pretty effective for him, but took it out of his arsenal to begin the year. Here's the 3-2. There's a high fly ball out to deep left center field. Osuna back looking, and it's gone. A towering solo homer for Kale Emsoff, and just like that, it's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. It's on a hanging slider right in the middle of the zone. Could have been the cutter as well, and it's a 106-mile-an-hour off the bat, 402-foot homer for Emsoff. A 3-2 pitch, ball left right in the middle. Pitch home, up and away, and it's one ball and no strike. So the second home run in the month of July for the Naturals. 1-0 Northwest Arkansas here in the second. 1-0 to Wilson is a swing and a miss, and it's one ball and one strike. The pitch. There's a strike. 1-2 on the right fielder, went 0-4 yesterday. The offering, a and that's up, and it's two balls and two strikes. That cutter has been the pitch that's giving him the biggest trouble this season. Opponents hitting 286 off of it. That's the highest of any of his pitches. 2-2, and that's just up and outside. It's three balls and two strikes, so Emschoff was able to deposit that one up into the berm in left center field. Wind back in the payoff. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. That's been his best pitch this season, and his second strikeout. It comes here in the second. 1-0, though. Northwest Arkansas leads it on the Kale Emschoff solo homer to left center. And it's 1-0. Naturals lead it to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kaber Rodriguez, Max Acosta, Aaron Zavala, the middle third of the order due up for the Riders in the second, trailing 1-0 to Northwest Arkansas on the Kale Emschoff solo homer. William Fleming back to the mound. He winds, and the right-hander offers in the first pitch to Rodriguez. Now that one's at the bottom of the zone for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Rodriguez got the day off yesterday. 261 hitter this season, the 0-1. Spears the outside corner for a strike with another heater. It's 0-2. Well, the Rough Riders, as mentioned, have had a little bit better luck in the power department so far this month than the Naturals. That homer by Emschoff was just their second this month of July. The Riders have four this month, the pith. That's up and away, and it's 1-2. That's tied for sixth in the Texas League. They had their fourth yesterday by Alejandro Osuna. He has two of them. 1-2. Swinging a foul back into Duran's glove. He hangs on for strike three. It's the first strikeout for Fleming today, and there's one away for Max Acosta. And Rodriguez telling Acosta what the pitch is doing as he made his way to the plate. Acosta went 0-4 yesterday. It's been a big struggle this season for Fleming, allowing a lot of hits on the year. He rocks home, and Acosta takes down and in. It's 1-0. Fleming, interestingly enough, has struggled a lot, away from home. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1, and the changeup down and in on Acosta. Arvest Ballpark, where they play their home games, not necessarily a pitcher-friendly or hitter-friendly environment. It plays pretty down the road, or down the middle, I should say, as the 1-1 is off the outside corner, and Acosta was able to hold up on a check swing. It's 2-1. But on the road, his ERA is over 10.5. It's nearly at 11. At home, a 4 ERA. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and in. He's burying that fastball down and in the strike zone to right-handed batters well to begin this game. Acosta calls time and steps out. Right-handers are hitting 326 against Fleming. Left-handers 313. He looks over the top of a black glove and the 2-2. Acosta puts it in the air out to right field and shallow. Wilson charging in, still on a dead run, and he makes the catch. Two down here in the second for Aaron Zavala. Rough Riders trail 1-0 to the Naturals. Zavala 0-for-4 yesterday as well. Fleming was originally drafted out of Wake Forest by the Seattle Mariners in the 11th round of the 2021 draft. He was traded over here. The pitch. A swing and a miss, a changeup away. It's 0-1. Fleming came over in the Carlos Santana trade between the Mariners and the Royals back in 2022. The offering that slips across the outside corner again on the changeup, this time a called strike, and it's 0-2. And he is just trying to find his way within this organization. It's been a bit of a bumpy ride. Got up to AAA earlier this year. The pitch, that misses away, and it's 1-2. With the Storm Chasers in Omaha, just a 5.14 earned run average, though. He's allowed a lot of home runs this season. The pitch, up and away. 2-2. Seven home runs in his starts. Primarily more of a ground ball pitcher than a fly ball pitcher, though. 2-2. Zavala swings, hits it softly on the ground out to second. Vaz got it, and he throws on to first to retire the side. And Fleming has faced the minimum through two innings. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. The Riders have only one hit offensively through two frames and trail 1-0 to the third. Luke Maley on the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Join the Rough Riders for a night centered around one of the most popular children's television shows, Bluey, from the show Bluey, will be on hand for meet and greets throughout the game as the Rough Riders host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at 6:05 p.m. on Sunday, July 14th. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com for a chance to meet your favorite dog and enjoy a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts. Let's ride.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't find, your
parents paid it. Visiting half of the third inning, Rough Riders trailing the Naturals 1-0 alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. Ryan Garcia toes the rubber and his first offering home is lined into right center field, down a base hit for Lionel Valera, and he's aboard with a leadoff single. Just the second hit across three innings, allowed by Ryan Garcia, and the first that stayed in the ballpark. He gave up a two-out homer to Kale Emshoff his last time, or in the last frame, I should say. That was in the second. Now here in the third, here's River Town with a runner aboard and nobody out. River Town had himself quite a big streak going on as he takes the first pitch a bit downstairs. Had a 26-game on-base streak that was snapped last week versus the Springfield Cardinals, that being in the last game that he played in. Coming on Saturday, he had game one of this series off. The right-hander kicks and fires. This one taps softly up the first baseline. Ortiz charging in. He has it and throws to the second baseman, Freeman, not in time. It was a swinging bunt down the first baseline, Ortiz picked it up on a charge, and he looked to second for a moment. By the time Cody Freeman got to the bag, it was a bang-bang play just a bit too late. And there's an infield single for River Town.
If Abby does that again, he's probably going to say, what I should have done is just picked it up and tagged the runner right there, trying to do maybe a little bit too much looking towards second base. That's a tough play. Got to get the sure out there.
Certainly so. Here's the top of the card and Javier Vaz. And the pitch home runs inside, and it skips away. Vaz acting like it hit him, and now the home plate umpire Mickey Smith says it did. Oh, a hit by a pitch, and the bases are loaded. Vaz squared to bunt, and he pulled it back. But it caught him on the foot, it looked like. And now the sacks are full with nobody out here in the third, and that'll prompt a meeting with the Rough Riders infield. Gathering on the back of the hill, talking things over there with their right-hander, Ryan Garcia. Well, Vaz, who just reached via the hit by pitch, you go back to last night, Vaz in the leadoff spot. It's the same top five tonight as it was last night for the Naturals. And last night, this top five, they each collected hits, and Javier Vaz was the only one. As if you're looking at the replay, you can see him trying to get out of the way, and it caught that back foot. It was kind of a late call by Mickey Smith. He was also trying to figure out where exactly it caught him. But it did hit him, so the bases are loaded. Last night, the top five in the order went 9 for 22. First pitch to Tyler Tolbert is cut on and missed. That's good for a 409 average. The top five also produced 5 of the 6 RBI. They all scored, manufacturing the total of 6 runs. The right-hander comes set and delivers and misses downstairs. A ball and a strike on the right-handed hitting Tyler Tolbert, who has hit safely in 8 straight. A season long for a Natural this year is 9 games. That's been done by 3 different players. Right-hander kicks and fires. Here's a bouncer back behind the plate. Dribbles off to the left side. So Garcia hops ahead, a ball and 2 strikes. That 9-game hitting streak has been done by 3 different players. One of them in the lineup for the Naturals tonight, and Rodolfo Duran, who is a few batters away in the 4th spot. Tyler Tolbert hitting in the 2nd spot for Northwest Arkansas. Right-hander comes set, and this one bounced up the middle. Could be 2. Freeman onto Acosta for 1. The throw to first in time. 4-6-3 goes the double play, but a run comes home to score. Valera darts to the plate from third base, but the Riders turn 2, and it's 2-0 Naturals. River Town moves over to third base for Gavin Cross, who has been so good against right-handed hurlers this year, and he fouls one off to the right side. Against righties this year, a .299 average entering tonight with an .872 OPS. He's hit all 8 of his home runs against right-handers this year. He's also been spectacular on the road. Pitch home, runs upstairs. A ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting Cross. Ranked as the Royals' number 7 prospect. Recently named to the Futures game alongside a pitcher in Ben Kuderna. The pitch misses, 2 balls and a strike. Garcia missing outside to the lefty with a fastball. 2-1 the count on the left-handed hitter. A pull side shift slightly on in the infield. Center fielder Daniel Mateo also shadowed towards right center. There's a breaking ball that misses outside. 3-1 a hitter's count for the Northwest Arkansas center fielder. Cross had himself a pretty good night last night, going 2-for-4, also scored a pair of runs. And swiped his 17th bag of the year. The pitch in the air off to the left side. Caber Rodriguez giving chase. He's running out of room, and it's into the second row. Rodriguez took off like he was shot out of a cannon trying to get over there with that shift on. Was playing his more natural everyday position in shortstop. He's technically the third baseman, but with that shift on, shadowed towards the shortstop side of things. He was racing over and lost his glasses in the process. Now is back on the infield dirt, ready to go with a 3-2 pitch coming up to Gavin Cross. Garcia comes set, looks at the runner at third and delivers home and misses up and away with that breaking ball. And now the Naturals have him cornered, first and third with two gone. Already a run home in the frame. First walk issued by Ryan Garcia today. Did hit a batter. His 35th on the season via the free pass. Here's Rodolfo Duran. He was riding a 9-game on base streak, which is the longest active for the Royals' AA affiliate. And he waves and misses at a fastball, elevated. 93 from Garcia. Nothing and one. The count on the right-handed hitting catcher tonight. Garcia comes home. Another swing and a miss. That time the changeup down and into the righty. 0-2. Garcia a strike away from getting out of this top of the third inning. Over that 9-game stretch for Duran, he has reached 15 times. Pitch home and it runs upstairs. Again with a fastball. Ball and two strikes. Including reaching twice with hits last night. Led the way with three RBI. Picked up a two-run double in the contest as Garcia looks to first base. Gavin Cross dives back in safely without a tag. Rivertown at third base. Across from him at first, Gavin Cross. The 1-2 to Duran. Foul ball caught his front leg and dribbles off towards Abimelech Ortiz at first base. Duran bounced out to the third baseman, Gabriel Rodriguez, to open the second inning. So he's 0-for-1 tonight. Mentioned the top five in this order last night doing the majority of the damage, manufacturing 9 of the 11 hits for Northwest Arkansas. They only struck out once last night, and it was Duran, but that came to end the first inning as Garcia throws low over to Ortiz at first. Cross not fooled, and back in safely. That one strikeout, and the top five in the order was in that first inning to Duran against the Major League rehabber and Tyler Malley. Cross runs, and the pitch misses upstairs. Johnson fakes a throw to second base, but holds on to it. It's now second and third and a 2-2 count for the right-handed hitting catcher. Now Cross moves up 90 feet. Pair in scoring position as there's one to the backstop. That'll allow Rivertown to come down from third. Both runners moving up 90 feet. And looked like Garcia and Johnson just weren't quite on the same page. Johnson wasn't expecting the elevated fastball, and it soared over his head all the way to the backstop. And there's the third run for the Naturals tonight. 3-0 Northwest Arkansas. They outscore the Riders 9-1 in the first two games. Here's a bouncing ball left side. Caber Rodriguez, the third baseman, has it. A long throw across the diamond in time, inning over. But the damage done. As Northwest Arkansas scratches across a pair, it comes on two hits, no errors, and they leave one stranded. We end to the last of the third inning. Riders do up, trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469
844-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third inning. Amimelec Ortiz digs in from the left side against Fleming, who's faced the minimum through his first two frames. The pitch home just misses at the top. A changeup didn't catch the zone. Pitch home, and that one lined past the diving shortstop, Tolbert, into left center field. A base hit to open the bottom of the third for Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz entering that trip to the plate was just 2-for-16 in July, with both hits coming on Friday as part of a game where he reached on four occasions, scoring three runs. The Riders had the leadoff man aboard. They also got the leadoff man aboard back in the first inning, their first trip, when Alejandro Osuna singled to open the bottom of the first, but then a double play ended the threat. Here's Cooper Johnson. And the right-hander kicks and deals. This one rocketed down the left field line. Wilson chasing it to the corner. He's got it on one hop. It's a base hit for Cooper Johnson. Rough Riders swinging early here in this third frame. And they have back-to-back on via singles. Ortiz up to second base. Johnson over to first. And here's Daniel Mateo at the bottom of the card. Cooper Johnson now has hit in four straight. Here in the month of July, he's been really good. In all four games, he's picked up an RBI. He has 9 RBI in his last 7. Now would love to score a run and help the Riders get back in this one. Mateo squares to Bonnie, pulls back, and it's called a strike on the outer edge. The Riders center fielder, his last trip out on Saturday against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers, went 1-for-3 and scored a run. He waves the bat. The 0-1 misses down and away. Duran behind the dish had to block it. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Right-hander comes set. He looks to second base. This one smacked foul down the right field line, and twisting into the seats. A 2-strike count on the right-handed hitting center fielder and Daniel Mateo, who had yesterday off. Fleming in search of strikeout number 2. The 1-2 on its way. This one tapped back just a bit. A foul ball that finds its way back to the backstop. And again, Mateo will have to protect a ball and 2 strikes. And for Daniel Mateo here, the thought process, especially in this 2-strike count, is stay out of the double play. See if you can't hit something to move the runners over. The 1-2. Check swing, and it's back to the backstop. And the umpire, Mickey Smith, behind the plate, pointed at Mateo, and it looked like he signaled out, arguing a foul ball. Didn't see him throw the hands up as it was a foul ball. Mateo looking a bit frustrated. Both runners have moved up 90 feet. So nothing more than a wild pitch. Not sure what Mickey Smith was signaling out, pointing at Mateo. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch home is taken. Got him looking. Fastball 92 down and away right on the corner. And Mateo's down on strikes. Second strikeout for William Fleming. Mimelak Ortiz and Cooper Johnson in scoring position. Looking at the replay from Osuna's home run last night. The lone run for the Rough Riders. His second homer here in Frisco. The pitch home to the left-handed hitter is called a strike. Just caught the corner at the bottom of the zone inside to the left-hander. Osuna 1-for-1 here in this one. He's picked up hits in six consecutive games and is now 11-for-23 over that span. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Osuna waves and misses at a pitch on the outer edge. What a time it's been for Osuna. He's playing in his ninth game as a Rough Rider and has 9 extra base hits, going 14-for-36 over the course of his start here at the AA level. 1-for-3 last night, including the home run you just saw. Also worked a walk. He finds himself behind, nothing and two. Ortiz dancing at third. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled back to the screen. Osuna stays alive. Alejandro Osuna, that home run last night, allowed him to score the lone run for the Rough Riders and marked the 5th consecutive game in which he scored a run. He scored in 6 out of the 8 games he's played in. His pitch misses well inside. Pass ball at 93. A ball and 2 strikes now on the Riders' left fielder. Waves the bat over his left shoulder. The pitch home. 1-2. Misses down and away. And Osuna pulls back to even. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mentioned William Fleming, the right-hander on the hill. 25 years old from Asheville, North Carolina. Coming off one of his best starts as he misses inside. And Osuna has worked the count from 0-2 all the way to full at 3-2. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. But have 2 in scoring position with 1 gone here in the 3rd. The left-hander awaits the pitch. Missed inside, and the Rough Riders have him loaded. Osuna has reached twice tonight, this time via the free pass. The first issued by William Fleming tonight. Now Cody Freeman will get a chance with the bases loaded and 1 gone. Cody Freeman also has himself a 6-game hitting streak. That comes on the heels of watching a 9-game hitting streak get snapped. That back on the 1st of the month. So he's successfully hit in 15 out of 16 games. As we'll get a visit from Larry Carter, the pitching coach, talking something over with his right-hander.
Well, the Riders have been really good with the bases loaded this season. They're hitting .345 with the bases loaded, 1 grand slam from Cooper Johnson. Funny enough, they only have 3 extra base hits in 58 at-bats with the bases loaded. And Cody Freeman is 4-for-9 with a double and 8 RBIs, hitting .444 with the bases loaded this season.
He's certainly been good. At .444 mark, near the top. For the Rough Riders. The right-hander kicks and deals this one. Hit on the ground to the third baseman, Rodriguez. He has it on to first in time. A double play. William Fleming works out of the jam. And the Rough Riders threaten. They load the bases, but unable to score. The 5-4-3 double play ends the frame. It's no runs on 2 hits. No errors and 2 stranded for the Riders. In the bottom of the 3rd. We head to the 4th inning. Naturals on top, 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Left-hander and Josh Lester digs in, and he watches the first pitch from Garcia a bit inside for ball one. Lester struck out swinging his first time up against Garcia, and he hits this one high in the air, and it twists into foul territory off to the left side, even at a ball and a strike. There's the dramatic shift on as the Rough Riders' right fielder, Aaron Zavala, is shadowed in the gap between Freeman at second base and Ortiz at first base. There's another foul ball back to the screen, a ball and two strikes. Alejandro Osuna, the left fielder, is playing straight up left center field. Daniel Mateo, the center fielder, is playing straight up right center field. Well, essentially two outfielders for the Riders defensively, the same as we saw the first trip. Pitch home, and it just missed inside. A fastball from Garcia, and it's even at two balls and two strikes. Lester went 2-for-4 yesterday, including a two-run homer that started the scoring against Josh Steven. The 2-2 is hit in the air, out to left center field, pushing Osuna over to his right, and he reaches skyward to haul it in, one gone. Now for Josh Lester, that home run, as Zach mentioned, marked the first in the month of July for Northwest Arkansas. They've since added their second here in this game, the second of the series. Yale Emshoff, who steps in, responsible for the first run. That came on a solo homer with two gone in the second inning. And he shoots this one high out to right field. Ortiz giving chase in a foul ground. He's looking up on the track, and he's there to make the grab. Tough play for the Riders' first baseman, but he ranges over into foul territory and is able to track it in. A foul out off the bat. Kale Emshoff provides out number two. And there's Peyton Wilson, the Naturals' right fielder tonight. And the Kansas City Royals' number 22 ranked prospect steps in from the left side and watches a pitch well outside for ball one. Wilson hitting .220 on the year. He's shown flashes of power with eight homers. As he takes, just got the outer edge, did Garcia, with the changeup. Even at a ball and a strike. Pull side shift on. Here's the 1-1, and it misses just a bit downstairs. 2-1 advantage for the left-handed hitter. Wilson last night went 0-for-4 with pair of strikeouts. Struck out his first time. So now 0-for-5 across these last two games. But he takes again. This time a bit up and away. And it's a 3-1 advantage for him. Garcia rocks and delivers. And he missed upstairs. And issues his second free pass. This one coming with two gone. Both walks for Ryan Garcia tonight have come with two outs. He wasn't hurt by it the last time. Gavin Cross worked a two-out walk against him, swiped second base, but then was stranded at third. Two away and a runner at first base for the third baseman, Leonel Valera, who singled his first time up. That came in the third inning. And he came around to score. Right-hander kicks and fires, and he misses downstairs. Valera ahead, a ball and no strikes. Garcia looks to first, now comes home and delivers a bit low yet again. Two balls and no strikes. Valera, a 25-year-old originally from Venezuela, was signed by the Dodgers in 2015 as he chops this one down the third baseline. A fair ball rolling towards the corner. Osuna over to grab it. And now the runner getting the wave, Wilson being pointed to the plate. The throw goes to second, and the run will score. Oh, it's an RBI double for Valera, who's 2-for-2 here in this series. It's 4-0 Northwest Arkansas. They went down on just 7 pitches in the first inning, and ever since they've scratched across 1 in the second inning, 2 in the third, and now 1 here in the fourth. So the two-out walk issued to Peyton Wilson comes around to hurt Garcia as Wilson scores from first on the RBI double. Here's River Town. There's 1-for-1 with a single, and he chops this one back towards Garcia. Deflects off the glove, but he's there to corral it and lobs onto first base, inning over. Well, the Naturals get another run. It comes on one hit. No errors, and they leave one stranded. We end the last of the fourth inning. Riders now facing their largest deficit of the night, 4-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Rough Riders trailing the Naturals 4-0. It's 4 runs on 4 hits for Northwest Arkansas. No runs on 3 hits for the Rough Riders, and they've stranded a pair. Josh Hatcher will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Riders. They threatened in the third inning, loading the bases with just one out, but a 5-4-3 double play off the bat of Cody Freeman ended the threat. Josh Hatcher, who bounced into a 6-3 inning-ending double play back in the first inning. Digs in against Fleming, and the first pitch on its way is fouled back to the screen. Elevated changeup, and he just missed it.
Luke, remember, before the three games in the series at home against Arkansas, the Riders really struggled to score in the first four innings, and looks like they're back to that.
The 1 on its way. Cut on and missed. There's the breaking ball.
In a seven-game stretch, they scored just six runs in the first four innings of those seven games. And then they went off in the three games at home against the Travelers, scoring six runs in the first on July 4th, and then six in the first three innings the next day.
0-2, Hatcher takes a bit up and away for ball one, a ball and two strikes.
And then three the next day. So no runs through the first seven innings yesterday and none through the first three today.
The 1-2 to Hatcher is hit softly into left center field, bringing Wilson in from left field, but he's there to make a cap-high grab. And Josh Hatcher becomes the first down of the bottom of the fourth. But Zach, you're exactly right. The Rough Riders even go back to their first half clinching series over Amarillo back here at home when they were able to celebrate that series too. The Rough Riders had been perfect gamed a couple times as Camber Rodriguez fouls the first pitch back. And then they come storming back late, and then they win the ball game. I saw them at one point down 5-0. They clawed all the way back, ended up beating Amarillo 8-6. It's been some come-from-behind heroics for the Riders' offense as of late. They'll have to do it again as they trail 4-0, and the pitch misses low and inside to the right-handed hitting Rodriguez. Ball and a strike on Caber. Here's the 1-1. That again misses low and inside, that time with a changeup. Two-on-one advantage for the Riders' third baseman, who struck out his last time. Pitch ripped down the left field line, but hooking well foul. Rodriguez hit it hard. 99 off the bat, nearly 400 feet, but not straight enough to keep it in fair territory.
Well, that would have been nice. It's been over a month since his last homer.
2-2. Found back to the screen.
June 7th at Corpus, his last home run. 76 at-bats since that homer.
And Camber has yet to homer here. He's yet to homer here at Riders Field this season. His three homers have all come on the road. He has provided six doubles here at home, but still looking to give the fans here at Riders Field a jolt. Swing and a tapper back to the screen. Rodriguez stays alive. Fleming rocks the 2-2, and it skips in. Rodriguez has worked the count to full. Three and two on the right-handed hitting third baseman. The next pitch he'll see will be number 8. He worked a 14-pitch at-bat last series against Arkansas, that is, as he chops this one up the middle. It's headed into left center field. A base hit for Caber Rodriguez. He wins the battle with a base hit on the 8th pitch of the AB, and the Riders have one aboard with one gone here in the 4th. In steps Maximo Acosta. Acosta 0-for-1 tonight. He went 0-for-4 last night, and he hasn't logged hits in back-to-back games. You have to go back to June 21st and 22nd, but you have to go back even further to find a span where he went hitless over two games as he cuts over a breaking ball. Rather a changeup that time. 0-1. You have to go back to June 13th and 14th for the last time Acosta was held hitless across two games. Trying to avoid that here in this series as he takes downstairs. Ball one. Evens things at a ball and a strike. He's perfectly logged hits in 5 of his last 10, and it's been game with a hit, an 0-for game. Game with a hit, an 0-for game. Back and forth. He takes downstairs for ball two. 2-1 the count on the Rough Riders shortstop. Aaron Zavala stands on deck. Costa flew out to right field his last time up. Ahead, two balls and a strike. Fleming comes in, he rocks and delivers. Swing and a foul tip. Right off of Duran's mitt. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Very similar to last night, the Rough Riders early on saw a lopsided score, not in their favor in the run column, but in the hit column, even tonight, yet again. Acosta lofts this one into right center field. Shallow right center. Oncoming are both outfielders, and it'll drop in a base hit. Back-to-back hits for Cabo Rodriguez and Max Acosta, and the Riders have something cooking here at the bottom of the fourth. Rodriguez up to second base on the bloop single. And in steps Aaron Zavala. Rough Riders now five hits in this contest against Fleming, but they haven't been able to manufacture a run. The key for Aaron Zavala this year has been get ahead in the count, and unfortunately for him, it hasn't been super frequent than he's been able to do so. His batting average shoots up 50 points when he's ahead in the count. Right-hander kicks and fires, and right on cue, he takes for ball one. Aaron Zavala grounded out to second base his first time up. That ended the second inning. Went 0 for 4 last night with a pair of strikeouts and extended his strikeout streak to 11 games. He waves and misses on a pitch off the outer edge. Even at 1-1. Strikeouts have been the issue for Zavala. When he's put the ball in play, good things have happened. But his 90 strikeouts entering tonight are tied for the fifth most in the Texas League, and he shoots this one into left field. That's down a base hit. Rodriguez getting the wave around third. The throw is cut off, and the Riders are on the board. Aaron Zavala delivers an RBI single. It's 4-1 Northwest Arkansas. Three consecutive hits for the Riders. Acosta up to second base. Zavala behind him at first base. And now Abby Ortiz, with one swing of the bat, could even this game at four.
Well, this is what you wanted to see the Riders do, is Fleming has struggled giving up a lot of hits this year, and they've been able to string a few of them together, but this is the first time they've been able to get the three in a row that produce a run.
Certainly so. Here's Abimelech Ortiz batting from the left side. He's 1-for-1 against Fleming to this point. Led off the third inning with a base hit. For Abimelech Ortiz, the hits haven't been falling for him as of late, but we've seen an uptick in the hard hit balls like we did early in the season. Big swing and a miss on the first offering, a changeup elevated in the zone. Ortiz is nearing a month without a home run. His last homer came on June 16th. Now, if anybody is due, it's Abimelech Ortiz, and he's got his family on hand to watch it. The 0-1 to Ortiz. Taken, just missed inside. Another changeup from Fleming. Ball and a strike on the power-hitting first baseman. He waves the bat over his left shoulder. The 1-1. Shot back and out of play over the netting to the left side of home plate. And Ortiz will have to shorten up. A ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders last night struggled with runners in scoring position. Aaron Zavala delivered an RBI single just a moment ago. They're 1-for-3 tonight. Right-hander kicks and fires. Ortiz shoots it through the hole on the left side. Acosta getting the stop sign, and he nearly ran through it. Now darting back to third base. The throw came home. And Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager and third base coach, threw up the stop sign, and Max Acosta took a wide turn. It looked like he was going to run right through it. And then at the last moment, looked up and put the brakes on and darted back to third base. The Riders have them loaded, and here comes the Northwest Arkansas pitching coach. Larry Carter trots out there. The Rough Riders are in business here. And who's coming up? It's none other than Cooper Johnson, who has delivered the Rough Riders' lone Grand Slam this year. And Zach, last year the Riders were very, very fond of the Grand Slam, but over the course of this year, just one to this point, and it belongs to the guy about to step in.
Yeah, last year, 9 Grand Slams, a new franchise record. This year, they waited until late June to get that first granny. Why not a second for Coop?
Nobody better. Cooper Johnson, 1-for-1 today with a base hit his last trip up, riding a 4-game hitting streak, and has provided extra base hits in each of his last 2 starts. First offering to him, and he's out on his front foot, waving at the breaking ball. 0-1. Rough Riders catcher has picked up 9 RBI over his last 7 games. The sacks are full. With 1 gone, the Riders trailing 4-1. Right-hander rocks and delivers, and Johnson shoots it down the first baseline and carrying foul. Lester, the first baseman, over to corral it in fair territory. And with the bases loaded and a 2-strike count, Cooper Johnson will have to shorten up. Over the course of the offseason, Cooper Johnson made a couple changes to his swing mechanically. And he said it was all trying to get some more power. And he's certainly done that, setting a career high with 7 homers this year. Just past the midway point. Fleming ready. The base is loaded. An 0-2 count to Johnson. Taken, and it just missed the top of the zone. A fastball at 92. Here's some coops going on throughout Riders Field. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch on its way. Chopped down the third baseline. A fair ball. 1 run in. The second, Zavala getting the wave. Now Abby Ortiz racing for the plate. It's a bases clearing double for Cooper Johnson. And we have a brand new ball game for all. How about Cooper Johnson? 3 straight games with an extra base hit. Maybe none bigger than this one. A game-tying bases clearing RBI double.
It's not a grand slam, but he'll certainly take that right down the line. It was just a question of fair or foul, and he just snuck it in there fair. Drive in all 3. That's a big clutch base in.
No doubt about it. Brand new ball game. And here's Daniel Mateo, who watches inside for ball 1. How about Cooper Johnson? Now 12 RBI over his last 8 games. What a stretch it's been for the Riders catcher. The 1-0 to Mateo has hit on the ground left side in foul territory. That'll even the count of the ball and a strike. The Rough Riders have put together quite a stretch here in the frame. Josh Hatcher led it off with a flyout. Never since, it's gone 4 straight singles, and then the 3-run double by Cooper Johnson, who stands at second base. 5 consecutive hits for the Riders' offense, and a brand new ball game. Fleming looks to second. He kicks. The 1-1 to Mateo is lofted in the air and twists into the seats off to the right side. 1-2 the count. Mateo struck out looking his last time up. The Riders had the bases loaded in the 3rd inning. Were unable to do anything with it, but here in this frame, Cooper Johnson delivered the blow. The 1-2 to Mateo. Taken up and away. Fastball from Fleming, and that evens things. And 2 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the card looming to face Fleming for the 3rd time through. There is some action out there in the right field pen for the Naturals. Mateo started his swing, and they appeal, and he didn't offer. Able to lay off a changeup downstairs. And he's worked the count. back to 3-2. Johnson at second base represents the go-ahead run for the Riders here in the fourth. Fleming had himself a 4-0 lead coming on for the bottom of the fourth. That's been erased. Right-hander comes set. Black glove at the chest. He lifts and delivers the payoff pitch. A foul ball caught Mateo on his front leg. But he stays alive. Still just one away here in the bottom of the fourth. The Riders have pushed across four against the natural starter. The payoff pitch hit in the air into on the infield in foul territory. It's the third baseman, Valera, in front of the third base coach's box, who's there to haul in the second out of the frame. 2 away is Alejandro Osuna, the hottest hitter in arguably the entire Texas League. He's reached in both trips to the plate against the right-handed thrower, Will Fleming. A single his first trip up. He walked in the third inning. Righty kicks and fires, and his first pitch is called a strike on the outer edge. There's the changeup. Nothing in one. A left-handed hitter awaits. The 0-1 is hit high in the air to deep center field, pushing Cross back. He's in front of the track, now backpedaling onto the track, but he's there to make the grab. 390 feet, but the wrong part of the ballpark for Alejandro Osuna. He flies out to center to end the frame, but the Riders strike for four runs. It comes on five hits, no errors. They leave one stranded. We head to the top of the fifth inning, a brand new ball game. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, you'll hear Zach Bigley, the voice of the Riders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top of the fifth inning. It's 4-4 between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. The Riders scoring four runs in that bottom half of the fourth. Here's Javier Vaz starting it against Ryan Garcia in the first pitch. That slips across the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Had a great conversation earlier this week with Rough Riders pitching coach John Goebel about this Naturals team. Here's the offering, and it's well inside on the slider all the way back to the backstop, and it's one ball and one strike. And specifically about Rivertown and Javier Vaz, they were both teammates at LSU Eunice, which is a D2 program. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball foul off the end of the bat up the third baseline, and it's 1-2, junior college level. And when Goebel was coaching at the junior college level, they actually faced each other in the Junior College World Series. See Goble down there if you're watching on MLB TV. The pitch is fouled away down the left side. It's 1-2. And he said he's excited to see them both here in this series again. And he was very proud to say that when they played, we held him hitless, is what he said. They both walked. And then, of course, he had to add in, we beat him, too. The offering in. That's fouled away down the left side. It's one ball and two strikes. Rivertown went on to play at the D1 level, as did Javier Vaz, who was a big part of the Vanderbilt team in 2021 that Jack Leiter was a part of that went to the College World Series. Offering home is up and away, and it's two balls and two strikes on Vaz. A lot of connections all over the place between these two teams. The pitch. That one's drilled into right center field, high in the air. Aaron Zavala cutting over. It's the center fielder, Daniel Mateo, who takes charge, and he puts it away. One out for Tyler Tolbert. 0-2 today for the shortstop. Tolbert, multi-hit games in six of his last seven, hitting .412 during this stretch. He's popped out and grounded into a double play today. The pitch. Bunted up the third baseline. Garcia's got it. He fields and throws him out at first. Nifty play by the pitcher off the mound. That brings Gavin Cross to the plate. The Riders were in full force yesterday practicing pitching defense drills. PFPs, pitching fielding practice. And hang off there for Ryan Garcia. Quick off the hill. Much easier play for him than for Caber Rodriguez, who had to charge in there. The pitch is just off the outside corner to Cross, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cross has had a really good season this year, hitting .295 on the year coming into today. He's 0-1 with a walk today. 1-0 pitch. Fouled away, and it's one ball and one strike. The former first-round pick has two things going well for him in this matchup. He has the fourth best OPS this season against right-handed pitching in the Texas League. A lefty, an OPS just under 900. 1-1. He fouls it away to the left side. It's one ball and two strikes. And in addition to that, he's been really good away from our best ballpark on the road this season. He has the second best batting average in road games in the Texas League, getting .331 away from home. 1-2. He swings and grounds this softly the opposite way to Caber Rodriguez, the third baseman who fields and throws him out. It's a 1-2-3 bounce-back inning for Ryan Garcia. So a shutdown inning for Garcia as well, and we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, tied at four between the Riders and the Naturals and the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the fifth inning in a tie ball game at 4-4. Rough Riders and Naturals. It's a new pitcher on the mound for Northwest Arkansas. Anthony Simonelli takes over for William Fleming, who goes just four innings in his start today. First pitch to Cody Freeman. He swings and misses, and it's 0-1 on the first offering from Simonelli. Fleming finishes with a final line of four innings today in his start, allowing four runs on eight hits. Here's the stretch from the right-hander, and he brings it in. That's outside. One ball and one strike. Fleming struck out two and walked one today. Gives away to Simonelli, the 25-year-old, the pinch. And that's on the outside corner, a strike. 1-2. Simonelli out of Virginia Tech. Winchester, Virginia native. Picked in the 16th round in 2021 by the Royals. 1-2, fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes. He's been good this season here in Northwest Arkansas. 4-0 with a 1.25 ERA in 36 innings. 46 strikeouts, and opponents are just hitting 152 against him. 1-2. In the air, down the right field line, and a high outside fastball. Wilson coming in, and the right fielder makes the catch and barrels over Javier Vaz, the second baseman. A collision, and both players look to be okay. Thank goodness. Wilson made the grab and then completely ran over Javier Vaz, looking like a linebacker. Vaz is okay. That was scary. Well, SEC on SEC. And now Carlos Cardoza is coming across the diamond to talk with Daniel, by the way, the umpire. And it's a very quick conversation. Not what he needed to hear. Fly out to right field. Josh Hatcher, the batter now. Tied at four, bottom of the fifth inning. Simonelli ready from the stretch. He fires. Swinging a grounder foul at the plate. Hatcher chasing down and in. It's 0-1. Simonelli has four appearances at the AAA level this season as well. A 3 ERA for him. Those three appearances, or I should say those five appearances, beg your pardon, came at the beginning of June before coming back down here to Northwest Arkansas. He readies and deals. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner and a changeup, it's 0-2. This has been the best full season of his career so far. 23 appearances, a 1.50 ERA combined between AA and AAA. He readies from the stretch, and the offering is low. One ball and two strikes. Missed what looked like a split. Ball behind his back, he sets. And the 1-2 to Hatcher. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Two down. Caber Rodriguez bats now. Simonelli began his career at Coastal Carolina University, a shot to clear. He transferred to St. John River Community College and then finished out at Virginia Tech, where he played for two seasons. This is Caber Rodriguez here, and the pitch is across the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Simonelli was a starter during his time in college. The pitch in the air out to center field. Shallow. Gavin Cross over to his left. He makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Anthony Simonelli. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go top six, tied at four. We'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the sixth inning, tied at four between the Rough Riders and the Naturals. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Rodolfo Duran, Josh Lester, Cale Enshoff, the 3-2 up. It's the middle third of the order against Ryan Garcia. Back on for the sixth inning and the first pitch. That's up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. And it's time for some trivia here in the sixth inning. Luke, how are you feeling confidence level right now?
I don't know. I can give you an answer here in a second.
1-0 is high and it's 2-0. Okay, so the trivia usually ties into this day in baseball history. We're kind of cheating a little bit. We're going on... What's going on right now? What's popular in the media?
That's fair. That's fair.
2-0. Fouled back. And it's two balls and one strike. The All-Star Game, of course, is coming up. And what's part of the All-Star Game? The Home Run Derby.
Ooh.
Adolis Garcia was announced that he will be a part of the Home Run Derby this year. So excited to see that again for the second straight season. And so that's what our trivia revolves around today, the Home Run Derby. Garcia looks in for his sign. He's got it in the 1-2. Fouled straight back, and it's two balls and two strikes. So, my question to you, my good friend, can you name every Hall of Famer to win the Home Run Derby?
Okay. Confidence level 8.5 right now.
Okay, I like that.
There's answer number one. David Ortiz.
David Ortiz did it in 2010. The pitch is chopped on the ground out to short. Acosta vacuums it in and lofts it onto first to get him one away.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Ken Griffey Jr. did it three times,
wow.
1994, 1998, and 1999.
I knew he did it twice. Three times is wild. How about Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken Jr. did it, yes, 1991. Josh Lester standing in now from the left side. Here's the wind back in the pitch. It's up and away, 1-0. 4-4 ball game, top of the sixth, one out, looking for all the Hall of Famers to win the Home Run Derby for our trivia today.
Did Vlad Sr. do it?
The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. He did, 2007.
Okay. Is the most recent David Ortiz,
yes,
in 2010. I kind of assumed, but you never know.
1-1 offering. Up and away, 2-1.
Did you say how many Hall of Famers have won it?
You're missing three.
Missing three.
It's seven is the total answer. 2-1. That's outside. Three balls and one strike. I owe this trivia question, by the way, to Jared Sandler, broadcaster for the Rangers. The pitch is a ground ball off the end of the bat, out towards second base. Cody Freeman's got it and throws him out. Two outs. Cale Enshoff now, who homered back in the second. We're tied at four.
What kind of errors are we talking here?
Joining me to give you the years that they won it?
Sure.
So 1987, 1990, and 1995.
Okay, so all right around the same time.
First pitch is low and away to Enshoff, and it's 1-0.
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas, 1995. The Big Hurt, 1-0. Up and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. If you're just joining us, looking for all the Hall of Famers who have won the Home Run Derby for our trivia today. 2-0 pitch. Grounded foul towards the Riders' dugout, and foul off the facing of it. It's 2-1.
Are any of the final two players known for being big-time power hitters?
One of them is, yes.
One of them is?
Two balls and one strike. Pitch home. Swinging a broken bat, Miner to the right side, and it bounces in front of Garcia. It was actually a softly hit ball. It was the bat that went further than the ball. And Garcia takes care of it, flipping it on to first to complete six innings in his start today, allowing four runs. Rough Riders and Naturals tied at four. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll continue trivia when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Max Acosta starts off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders, tied at four. Anthony Simonelli back out for another inning. Right-handed pitcher. Right-handed batter, first pitch. That's outside, 1-0. We're continuing trivia, looking for all the Hall of Famers who have won the Home Run Derby in Major League history. Luke has five of the seven. The pitch is over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 1-1. He's gotten Cal Ripken Jr., Ken Griffey Jr., Frank Thomas, Vladimir Guerrero Sr., and David Ortiz. Missing the two that won it in 1987 and 1990. The pitch. That's up and away, and it's two balls and one strike.
Confidence level has plummeted from 8.5 down to about 4.
I believe in you. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Good slider on the outside corner. Acosta calls time and steps out. Give you another hint if you want.
Sure, why not?
They were teammates. 2-2. Up and in. Three balls, two strikes.
So did they both do it for the same team?
Yes.
Both did it for the same team.
And the offering is fouled away to the right side. 3-2. Player that did it in 1987, obviously a Hall of Famer. That's the point of this list. He won the home run crown and the MVP that year in 1987. The pitch is fly to the right side and foul out of play.
Oh,
3-2.
Andre Dawson.
Andre Dawson. Okay, that was the hit that gave it to you, huh?
So he a teammate with Andre Nason.
3-2. Popped up to the right side, foul out of play again. Still 3-2. The Hawk, Andre Nason. Payoff again. Way inside, ball four. And Acosta draws the walk to lead off the sixth inning in this tie game. 4-4.
Sosa.
There's Aaron Zavala. Left-handed batter with a runner at first. Nobody out in the sixth. Zavala, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. Getting the Riders on the board before a three-run double from Cooper Johnson. Tied the game up. First pitch. He swings and cracks it the opposite way down the left field line. It's a fair ball into the corner. Acosta on his horse around second. He gets stopped at third. Zavala with a multi-hit day. He's into second with a double. Riders cooking. Nobody out. Runners at second and third. On the left field line, Aaron Zavala slicing the double. And now Bimelec Ortiz, who's 2-for-2 with a couple singles today, has an opportunity to give the Riders the lead with a base hit and possibly more. First pitch, swing and a miss. Upstairs fastball, it's 0-1. Looking for a teammate of Andre Dawson's, who won the Home Run Derby in 1990, who's a Hall of Famer. They were not teammates with Montreal. Here's the 0-1. Fought off the fist, foul down the left side into the Riders dugout again. 0-2. He's with the Chicago Cubs.
Kind of the way I was thinking.
The pitch is up and in. One ball, two strikes.
Sandberg do it?
Ryan Sandberg.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I did not know he won the Home Run Derby.
1990 Home Run Derby champ, and that game was at Wrigley Field.
Wow.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Ortiz down on strikes. Change up on the outside corner. So one out, and here's Cooper Johnson, who had the big hit his last time up in the fourth with the three-run double. He's 2-for-2. Good job, Luke.
Thank you.
Got all of them.
Needed a little help towards the end.
That's all right. I'm getting a text talking smack about you. The pitch is up and away, and it's 1-0.
Always.
What is it this time?
I didn't get a text.
All in good fun. 1-0. That's low and outside. Two balls and no strike. It's Anthony, the assistant clubhouse attendant.
Oh, come on, Anthony. we were boys. He's provided some help in the trivia.
He has.
Coming up with some questions.
2-0. Upper edge inside corner for a strike. 2-1. Big scoring opportunity for the Riders here in the bottom of the sixth inning with two aboard and scoring position and one out. All you need is a fly ball here to get at least one home with Acosta speed. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back, and it's 2-2. That's one of the downsides. There's a lot of swing and miss in Cooper Johnson's game. He hits the ball extremely hard. And in these kind of situations, looking for a ball in play with the infield back up the middle, they'll give up the go-ahead run. Two balls and two strikes, the pitch. He takes way outside. Three balls and two strikes, a breaking ball missing. First base is open with Daniel Mateo on deck. And one out. Three, two home. Just high. Ball four, and the bases are loaded. Fastball just missing at the top of the zone. Bags full for Daniel Mateo now. It's the third time today the Riders have loaded the bases. They only scored in one of them. Rodolfo Duran goes out and will have a chat with his pitcher, Simon Ellie. The inning began with a walk. Aaron Zavala doubled down the left field line. Bimelec Ortiz struck out. Cooper Johnson walked. And now the base is loaded for Daniel Mateo. Mateo 0 for 2 today with a strikeout and a pop out. And he's looking to snap a long offer. Big opportunity for him to do this right here, right now. He's 0 for 1 with the bases loaded this season. And the offering in. He swings and misses on a breaking ball way off the outside corner. It's 0-1. I beg your pardon, Mateo snapped that 0-for in the last game of the series on Saturday. 1-for-3, the pitch. Swing and a miss and another breaking ball outside. No balls and two strikes. You do have the hottest hitter on this team, Alejandro Osuna, on deck. And time calling. No balls and two strikes. Base is loaded. Simonelli offers in. That one's fouled on the ground to the right side. A defensive swing from Mateo, and it's still 0-2. Talking to himself as he stands back in from the right-handed batter's box. And time called by the catcher, Duran. Stretch now in this righty-righty matchup. 0-2. Foul back again. That time went into the zone with the fastball at the top. And Mateo fouled it away. 0-2 still. Tied at 4 with the bases loaded. And the 0-2 pitch. Mateo watches low and away. Able to hold back on the breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Right-hander readies. He brings it home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a changeup down and in. Two strikeouts for Simonelli in this inning. 3 overall in the outing. And now Alejandro Osuna. Osuna singled in the first, walked in the third, flied out to the warning track at dead center in the fourth. Just about as hot as anybody. Base is loaded. The pitch. Up and in, it hit him on the right elbow, and the Riders take the lead. A base is loaded, hit by pitch, and the Riders now lead 5-4. Acosta scores from third, Zavala to third, Cooper Johnson at second base. Alejandro Osuna drives in a run on a bases loaded hit by pitch. Here's Cody Freeman now. There is action out of the bullpen for the Naturals. You can't see who it is. Five, four Riders trying to add on here in the bottom of the sixth. Freeman 0 for 3 today. He can change this game drastically with one swing. Simonelli steps off. Freeman, the team leader with 10 home runs. Last time he was up with the bases loaded in the third, he grounded into a double play. Simonelli deals. It's low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Freeman now 4 for 10 with the bases loaded with 8 RBIs. One double. 1-0 offering. He takes on the outer edge, a strike. We're even at 1-1. Pop out, grounded to a double play, and a fly out to right for Freeman in his three trips. 1-1.
He swings and pounds this one into left center field. It's down into the alley and all the way to the fence. Zavala scores. Johnson in. Osuna flying around third. It's the second bases clearing triple today. A two-bagger for Cody Freeman. The second bases loaded double today for the Riders. And they have blown this game open. That ends Anthony Simonelli's day. It's 8-4 Riders. A manager, Tommy Shields, out of the dugout, and he'll take the ball from Simonelli. Riders blow this one skyward. 8 unanswered runs for Frisco. We'll tell you about the new man out of the bullpen when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman with a second bases clearing double of the day for the Rough Riders. And they now lead it 8-4. Here's Josh Hatcher now against the new pitcher, Ryan Brady. He readies and fires. That one's low, and it's one ball and no strikes. So 8-4 Riders at 1 point trailing in this game, 4-0. They've come steaming back. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And he brings it, a swing and a miss, and an elevated breaking ball. And it's one ball and one strike. Brady out of BYU. 25-year-old stands 6'1", 185 pounds, making his 25th appearance with these Naturals. 1-1 is outside, 2-1. He's 2-3 with a 3.96 ERA. 36 and a third innings, 33 strikeouts. Opponents are hitting 293 against him. Cody Freeman coming up with a big hit for the Riders. 2-1, swing and a miss. 2-2. The Riders 8 runs on 10 hits now. Ryan Garcia in line for the victory. Brady stretches and he fires. That's low and outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. With 2 outs and a runner at second, this is the 8th man up in the inning for the Riders in the 6th. And time called. The ball got loose onto the warning track in left center field off of the burn. River Town has to go grab it. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Hatcher. It was 0-for-3 today, grounding into a double play, flying out to left and striking out. 3-2. Brady peering through glasses. He's ready from the stretch. He offers. Up and away off of Duran's glove, and Freeman heads down to third. It's a walk and a pass ball. That brings the ninth man up to the plate in the inning, Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1-for-3 with a single and a fourth and a run scored. Right-handed batter, runners cornered for the Riders. The pitch. Quavers across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Riders sending 9 to the plate here in this sixth. It's been a good offensive day. 0-1. Hit foul on a line to the right side, into the dugout. Home of Northwest Arkansas. 0-2. Very slight pull side shift on the infield for Northwest Arkansas. Brady fires. Hatcher takes off. There's a pop up to the right side. It leaks foul out of play. Still no balls and two strikes. Rodriguez behind the count stands back in. The pitch, Hatcher goes again. It's a ground ball foul into the Riders' dugout this time. Still no balls and two strikes. Brady came over to this organization from the Brewers system in a trade in exchange for Taylor Clark in December of last year, pitching in his first season in the Royals org. He rocks in with the 0-2. Breaking ball, high chopper over the mound, right to the second baseman, Vaz. He's got it, takes to the second base bag, and ends the inning on a fielder's choice. Big inning, though, for the Riders. They score a total of 4 runs. It comes on 2 hits, both doubles. And the Riders take an 8-4 lead into the top of the 7th. Luke Maley takes over on the play-by-play when we come back. 8-4 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders have used a pair of 4-run innings to propel themselves out in front, 8-4 at one point. Entering the bottom of the 4th inning, they trailed 4-0, and they've come surging back. As Zach mentioned earlier, the offense has been plentiful in late innings, but has really struggled as of late in the early innings. Ryan Garcia's day is done. He gives way to Skyler Hales, who gets a fly ball to left field. Osuna looking up at it in mid-depth left field, and he's there to make the play. One pitch, one out, as Peyton Wilson is retired against the new arm on the hill, Skyler Hales. The final line for Ryan Garcia, 6 innings of work, allowing 4 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned, 1 homer, and 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for him. Here's Valera from the right side, and the first pitch from Hales. A fastball caught the inner edge at 96 miles an hour, 0-1. Skyler Hales, young in his Rough Riders career, one of the newer faces in the clubhouse. He comes set, he rocks and delivers. There's a slider, the bottom of the zone, fouled off, 0-2. Hales this year for the Rough Riders, not just for the Rough Riders, but overall has been great. He's 4-0 with a 3.66 ERA. This marks his 24th appearance. He's been very lucky in his time with the Riders. There's one shot out of play. It remains 0-2. Foul ball to the right side. Not lucky in the sense that he's worked out of jams, but lucky picking up a lot of wins. He has picked up 3 wins in 3 outings for the Rough Riders. Right now, it's Ryan Garcia in line for the win. But he's made 3 appearances with Frisco. All scoreless outings. And has earned the win all 3 times. The 0-2 to Valera. Cut on and missed. An elevated heater at 96. Strikeout number 1 tonight for Skyler Hales. And there's 2 gone here in the 7th. All right, brings up the bottom of the corner in River Town, the left fielder for Northwest Arkansas. Town is 1-for-2 today with a base hit, a run scored. And his last time up against Ryan Garcia, grounded out back to the pitcher. He taps one foul off to the right side. Javier Vaz, who stands on deck, was there to collect it. Right-hander kicks and fires. He gets a called strike, 96 on the outer edge. Quickly ahead, nothing in 2. That's what Hales has done so well, is rack up the strikeouts. In his first outing back on June 28th with the Riders, he picked up 4, as there's a liner left side into foul territory. Clanks off the wall and then back into fair ground, where Sooner Range is over. So 4 in his first outing with the Rough Riders, picked up 5 in his first road outing in a Riders uniform. And then his last time out went an inning and 2/3 of 1 hit, scoreless baseball, picking up just 1 strikeout. So 10 strikeouts through 3 outings. There's a foul ball just above the Riders' dugout on the third base side. Remains nothing in 2. Oh, now with his strikeout of Valera to pick up out number 2, has worked his way to 11 Ks early in his Rough Riders career. The 0-2 missed upstairs with an elevated fastball. Ball and 2 strikes on the left-handed hitting Town. He waves the bat over his left shoulder. Here comes the 1-2, taken and it just missed. 98 that time from Hales. His last time out, saw the velocity drop just a little bit. A guy that has hit 100, doesn't live in triple digits, but will run it up there. High 90s with that heater. The 2-2, there's the breaking ball, and it's smacked to deep left field, pushing Osuna back. He's at the track, and he's there to haul it in. A 1-2-3 frame for Skyler Hales. He uses 12 pitches to sit down the bottom third of the order here in the top of the 7th. We turn the card. Riders do up out in front, 8-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the seventh inning, it's Max Acosta. Lead things off. Riders set 9 to the plate in that sixth inning, a 4-run sixth inning. Acosta got it started with a walk. He waits the first offering, and it's a called strike on the inner third on the fastball from Ryan Brady. Brady came on and picked up the final out of that sixth inning. There's a foul ball back to the screen. Nothing in two advantage for the right-hander. He did issue a walk to Josh Hatcher, but it didn't come back to hurt him as he was able to strand runners at first and third. Cody Freeman, who was at third base, was responsible or charged to Simonelli. As here's a ground ball, left side. Valera able to snag it. He hops to his feet and delivers a head-high strike to first base. One away. For Anthony Simonelli, his final line, 1 2/3 innings. He allowed just 2 hits, but gave up 2 walks, also hit a batter. And that led to being charged with 4 earned runs. Did strike out 3 over the outing. There's Aaron Zavala, who's picked up 2 hits tonight. He's 2 for 3. And he shoots this one back out of play for the netting. And off one of the sweeps here. Zavala, a double his last time up. An RBI single back in the 4th. Pitch home, and this one roped into right center field, headed for the alleyway. Zavala's thinking extra bases. Rounding first, he's headed to second. It's a stand-up double for Aaron Zavala, his second double of the night. It's a 3-hit night for the Rough Riders outfielder. A great sign for Aaron Zavala. A 1-out double, and the Riders threatening to score yet again here in the bottom of the 7th. Aaron Zavala went on a long streak that didn't feature a multi-hit affair, but has found that, and he's got himself a 3-hit night tonight as Abimelech Ortiz fouls one back into Duran's mitt. Just the second 3-hit night of the season for Aaron Zavala, the last coming back on May 4th on the road at Corpus Christi, where he went 3 for 5 with a homer and 4 RBI. Right-hander rocks and delivers. This one laced into center field. It's down a base hit. Zavala getting the wave around third. The throw will go to second base. It's an RBI base hit for Abimelech Ortiz. He's got himself a 3-hit night. 9-4 Frisco. 9 unanswered runs for the Riders. How about the late-inning offense? As we've talked about time and time again, as of late for the Riders, it's been tough going in the early innings. But they have turned it on in the late innings yet again. They lead it 9-4. Here's Cooper Johnson, who's reached all 3 times. And here's a bouncer to the shortstop. Tolbert has it on to second for 1. Over to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play ends the inning. But the Riders strike for 1 more as Aaron Zavala scored after doubling on Abimelech Ortiz. RBI single. 1 run on 2 hits. No errors and nobody stranded. We end at the top of the 8th inning. Riders out in front 9-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Skyler Hale's back on the hill for the top of the eighth inning. He inherits the top of the lineup for Northwest Arkansas. It's Baz, Tolbert, and Cross due up in the frame against the Rough Riders right-hander. Riders now leading 9-4. It's 9 runs on 12 hits for Frisco. For Northwest Arkansas, 4 runs on 4 hits. Bass bats from the left side. The first offering from Hales is called a strike on the outer edge. 0-1. Bass tonight, 0-2 on the hit by pitch. Right into rocks and fires. Here's a bouncing ball right side past the diving Ortiz into right field. A base hit. Northwest Arkansas has the leadoff man aboard against Skyler Hales. And in steps Tyler Tolbert, who's 0-3 tonight with a pair of groundouts, the first of which was a 4-6-3 double play and a pop out to second base. He's hit safely in 8 straight. He's one shy of the season long for Northwest Arkansas, which has been done 3 different times by 3 different players. But at risk of losing it tonight. First offering, cut on and missed. 0-1 in favor of Skyler Hales. Right-hander set at the belt. He lifts and fires, and there's a foul ball back to the screen. Time the slider from Hales. Just a 2-pitch mix for the righty, but it works well for him. A firm fastball and a relatively tight slider. And he throws in the low 80s. He fires home and misses just a bit outside with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Count moves to 1-2. Baz at first base after the leadoff single. Tyler Tolbert trying to get something going, and the pitch home misses in the dirt, blocked by Johnson. Slider from Hales. Right-hander lifts and delivers. Here's a bouncing ball toward second. Freeman has it on to Acosta for one. Over to first in time. 4-6-3. Second time tonight, Tolbert has bounced into a twin killing, and it's gone 4-6-3 each time. Freeman to Acosta, Acosta to Ortiz, and quickly there's two away for Skyler Hales. Well, Gavin Cross tries to get something going here in the top of the eighth with two away, and the base is clear. Cross, the seventh-ranked prospect in the Royals organization, bats from the left side and shoots one back out of play, a foul ball. Just missed a 96-mile-an-hour fastball on the outer edge from Hales. Cross is 0-2 with a pair of groundouts tonight. He has walked. He takes up and away. Also stole a base, his 18th of the year. Plays a few different positions, mainly in the outfield, playing center field here tonight. Hales comes home. And a wave and a miss. Elevated 96 mile an hour heater. And Cross falls behind. Ball and two strikes on the left-handed hitter. A deep breath from Hales. He's ready to go. The pitch smacked into deep left field. Osuna ranging back into the alleyway. He leaps and it's over his head. All the way to the base of the wall. Cross is pulling into second. He's got himself a two-out stand-up double. How big does that make the double play? Cross at second base. Rodolfo Duran, who was grounded out all three times on the left side of the infield. Twice to Keber Rodriguez at third base. Once to the shortstop, Max Acosta. He's riding a nine-game on-base streak, but has not reached tonight. Cross at second base after the double, the first pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 95, top of the zone. And Duran falls behind, nothing in one. Went 2-for-4 last night, including 3 RBI. Would love to drive in another here. The pitch home. Runs a bit outside, again at 95. Pair of hits in the inning against Skyler Hales, but he's got two outs thanks to that 4-6-3 double play. Duran batting from the right side. The catcher awaits the 0-1, and it's smacked to deep right field. And twisting well foul, carrying over the bullpen. At the Naturals, relievers call home this week. Northwest Arkansas earned themselves a 6-1 win in the series opener last night. They find themselves trailing by 5 here tonight as the slider misses downstairs from Hales. Two balls and two strikes on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals catcher. Pitch home and a high fly ball on the right side. Ortiz looking up at it, and that's all he can do. It's into the seats. Hale's trying to keep his double-A ERA at an even 0. Pitch home. Smacked again in the same spot off to the right side. Will carry into the seats. And become a souvenir for a young fan. Duran battling. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. 2-2 on its way. Taken. And the count moves to full. Hales looks to second. Working from the stretch, the payoff pitch inside. Duran started his swing. They appealed to first, and he didn't offer. It's a walk. First and second for the Naturals. And here's Josh Lester, who's 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout. Did a homer last night. Two-run homer for Lester. Mentioned earlier, it marked the first home run for the Naturals in the month of July. It was also Lester's first as he watches a called strike at the bottom of the zone. It was the first time Lester had left the yard since hitting two home runs against Wichita back on June 4th. Pitch home from Hales, and it runs a bit upstairs. 97 on the radar gun. Even at a ball and a strike. Cooper Johnson wants to talk something over with the right-hander. They gather on the hill. It's two aboard with two outs here in the top of the eighth inning. Riders out in front 9-4. The Naturals haven't had too many opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight. They're 0-for-3. Lester trying to pick up the first hit with a runner in scoring position for them. Rodolfo Duran worked a walk to make it first and second. Cross in front of Duran at second base. He picked up a two-out double. His first hit of the night, his third in the series. after the conversation between the Rough Riders battery, Hales is back on the hill, and he rocks with a 1-1, and this one's hit high in the air into shallow center field. Acosta flailing his arms. The shortstop's there to make the grab. Inning over. It's a scoreless top of the eighth inning for Skyler Hales. No runs on two hits, no errors, and two stranded. We head to the last of the eighth inning. Rough Riders out in front, 9-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Eric Sarantola emerges on the right field bullpen. He comes on to face the 9-1-2 batters in the Rough Riders order. Daniel Mateo, Alejandro Osuna, and Cody Freeman do up in the frame. Riders out in front, 9-4, looking to add some insurance here in the eighth. First pitch swinging goes Mateo. It's a bouncer to third base. He runs well. The throw is low, and it's past Lester at first. And clanks up the facing of the dugout. Daniel Mateo reaches. It would have been a very close play as Mateo runs well. We'll see how exactly they rule it. Sarantola on the year, 2-3 with a 2.38 ERA. Tonight marks his 19th appearance, and he's been very strong as of late. His last six outings, he hasn't surrendered a run at a seven-inning scoreless stretch. You have to go back to June 20th, the last time a team scratched a run across the right-hander. So Osuna takes a call and strike. And they do go throwing error on Valera at third base. So Mateo reaches on the E5. Pitch home to Osuna, and he shoots the hands at it. Hits a liner right towards the Rough Riders dugout. It looked like Dane Acker standing on the top step. It flinched a bit, and then it hit off the facing of the dugout and netting right about his knees. Mateo runs, and Osuna fouls off the pitch. Daniel Mateo on the year has 9 stolen bases. That all in total, both with the Rough Riders as well as in High A Hickory with the Crawdads. A guy that runs very well. Went on the two-strike bench. Another 0-2 to Osuna, and he shoots it back out of play. 97 in on the hands to the lefty. He was able to fight it off. Count remains nothing in 2. 6 of those 9 stolen bases for Mateo have come at the AA level. Sarantola readies, and Mateo runs. The pitch misses outside. The throw down to second is not in time. Stolen base number 10 on the year, number 7 is a Rough Rider for Daniel Mateo. And the double play no longer in order. Mateo swiped 30 bases a year ago, and you go back to 2022 and his time in both Down East and Hickory. He swiped 43. He stands at second. The pitch home to Osuna runs outside. Two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitter. Righty rocks and fires, and it misses outside. Now 3-2, 97 that time with a fastball from Sarantola, who came on in relief. Ryan Brady, who went an inning and a third, giving up one earned run on two hits. Right-hander looks to second. The payoff pitch on its way, tapped on the ground right at the second baseman, Vaz. He has it, and a chest-high strike picks up out number one, but that pushes Mateo over to third base. On the 4-3 ground out. Here's Cody Freeman, who extended his hitting streak to seven games with a bases-clearing three-run double his last trip to the dish. The second bases-clearing double for the Riders tonight. Infield in for the Naturals. The first offering to Freeman is in the dirt, blocked by Duran. One gone and a runner at third base in Daniel Mateo, who reached on a throwing error by the third baseman Valera to open the frame. Pitch home to Freeman is hit high in the air, out to shallow center field. Mateo does run well. Cross camped under it. Mateo tagging, darting for the plate. The throw, not in time. Sacrifice fly for Cody Freeman. And the Riders have reached double digits tonight. It's 10-4 Frisco. Four RBI for Cody Freeman. Now 43 on the season. The Rough Riders' everyday third baseman, the second baseman tonight. And with two away, Josh Hatcher digs in from the left side. He takes downstairs for ball one. For Cody Freeman, that's now a new season high, four RBI for him. He's logged three runs batted in on two occasions, most recently back on June 28th against Corpus Christi. Hatcher swings and fouls one back to the backstop. Even things and a ball and a strike. Well, this is a breath of fresh air for the Rough Riders, who last night just manufactured one run on a solo homer in the eighth inning by Alejandro Osuna. Sarantola ready is the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Hatcher swung over the top of a breaking ball at the knees. Hatcher tonight is 0-3. He walked his last time up. Has struck out once. The pitch home. Runs outside. Evens things at two balls and two strikes. Left-hander awaits. Swing and a miss. Sarantola is out of the frame. He picks up his first strikeout, but the Riders get a run. It comes on no hits and one error, and nobody left on base. Cody Freeman picked up his fourth RBI of the night with a sacrifice fly. The Riders had a run of insurance. It's 10-4. We head to the top of the ninth, where Zach Bigley takes over on the mic. Rough Riders looking to even the series at a game apiece.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito takes over in a non-save situation in the top of the ninth inning. Riders all over the Naturals tonight, 10-4 in the second game of this series, looking to knock the series up at a game apiece. It's Cale Emshoff, or Emshoff, I should say, who leads it off. He's 1-for-3 with a solo homer tonight. Ricky DeVito, the third pitcher used by the Rough Riders today, is Skylar Hales. Went two innings, throwing the seventh and the eighth. Scoreless baseball for him. Emshoff, a 4-2-foot homer back in the second. First pitch. He swings, bounces it out to third. Easy play for Cabo Rodriguez, who vacuums it in and throws him out, one away. Peyton Wilson bats now, and Ricky DeVito did what he has struggled at times to do this season, and that's retire the first batter. And that's in his own words. He says sometimes he pitches better when there's a runner aboard and he has to buckle down a little bit. 2.79 ERA this season for him in 22 appearances. He readies and fires to Wilson. Outside, 1-0 on the fastball at 96. 29 innings, 39 strikeouts, but 32 walks this season for DeVito. Opponents just hitting 167 against him. 1-0. That's outside. It's two balls and no strike. So doing his best to make sure that he doesn't allow those base runners, which have plagued him at times this season. June is a perfect kind of representation of his season, the pitch. That's up and away, and it's three balls and no strikes. He didn't allow a run in June in nine innings, but he walked nine batters, allowing just one hit. The pitch, way outside of the backstop. There's ball four. And Wilson walks. Leonel Valera stands in now. He's 2-for-3 today with a single and a double. 10-4 Riders, top of the ninth. DeVito has not gone a single appearance this season without allowing a base runner since May 8th. On the season, he only has two outings in which he didn't allow a base runner. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He burns it by Valera, and it's 0-1. Something to work on for Ricky. His stuff is very good. He has the right mindset. He's trying to work on the command a little bit. Offering home. It's popped up down the right side. It's 0-2. He allowed nine runs, seven of them earned in his first month of the season in April. Ever since, he has been fantastic at limiting runs. He readies and fires. It misses inside with a breaking ball. It's one ball and two strikes. Since April 21st, Ricky DeVito, as he fires here, is a ground ball up the third baseline. Rodriguez picks, only play to first. He fires that way, not in time. Valera beat it out, an infield single. Wilson down to second, two aboard with one out now in the ninth. And River Town stands in. Valera getting down the line well. Rodriguez a slight hesitation looking towards second. That led to the throw just being late over to first base. River Town, the left-handed batter, stands in. And time called. Johnson goes out. In his last 18 appearances spanning 25 innings, DeVito has only allowed two runs over those 25 innings at the 0.72 ERA. And he has gone 10 straight outings without allowing a run. The walks continue to be a problem. That base hit, just the 10th hit he's allowed in his last 25 innings. So runners at first and second, one down. Here's River Town, and the offering in. That's high, one ball and no strikes. Town is 1-for-3 today with a single. 10 runs on 12 hits on the offensive side for the Riders. While Northwest Arkansas, 4 runs on 7 hits. The pitch is outside. It's 2-0. These two teams will play game 3 of the series coming up tomorrow. We hope you can join us, if not at the ballpark, then on the broadcast here. Ben Anderson will get the ball for Frisco. 4-4 with a 4-2-4 ERA. 2-0 pitch on the way from DeVito. That's a line foul back behind home. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Noah Cameron opposes Ben Anderson tomorrow. He's 2-4 with a 3.84 ERA. First pitch at 7:05 will be on the air here at 6:50 with the pregame show. 2-1. Ground ball foul back behind home, 2-2. Ricky's parents were here for the 4th of July. Glad to see them here at the ballpark. And Town calls time and steps out. Sure hope they enjoyed their time here in Frisco. And DeVito was obviously very happy to see them. He waits here as Town taking his time outside the box. Now stands back in. Wilson taking his lead from second, Valera from first. And DeVito hoping for a ground ball here to end the game. And he offers home. Bounces down in the dirt, skips away from Johnson. Runners taking the extra bag, and they're both in there safely. On a throw down to third, it's a wild pitch. Full count now on Town. Runners at second and third. Ball just skipping away outside the dirt circle to Johnson's left. And Rodriguez doing a good job at third, getting in front of that ball, making sure that it did not get away and unnecessarily allow a run to score. 3 balls, 2 strikes. DeVito offers. The ground ball foul off Town's foot right back to the mound. Might have gone off his knee. 3 balls and 2 strikes. He's holding his right knee. And now the trainer, Brad Grollo, comes out and he'll check with him. Tommy Shields comes out as well, the manager. Right off the top of the knee. There's no protection there, that's for sure. So hopefully he's all right, getting tended to. And now here comes Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer. He's going to come out and check on things, maybe check on Cooper Johnson, who's starting to limp a little bit, the Riders catcher. Looks like Johnson's okay. Town is walking around, trying to walk out and just make sure that knee is okay. Play here in the top of the ninth inning. 2 aboard, 1 down. Practice swing from Town. If you're watching on the stream, we take another look at it. And that's direct hit right on the top of the knee. Looks like he's okay. Going to stay in. Three balls and two strikes. First base is open. Top of the order, Javier Vaz on deck. And DeVito offers. Line the opposite way out to left field. Osuna over. He makes the catch. The runner at third, Wilson, tags, and he comes in to score easily. Makes it a 10-5 ball game. And Ricky DeVito surrenders a run here in the ninth. First run that he has allowed since May 23rd. 2 outs now in the ninth inning. Javier Vaz stands in. He's 1-for-3 today. 10-5, Riders lead it. Top of the ninth. First pitch to the lefty. Pierces the upper edge inside corner with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-1. Vaz is twice flied out. Once to center, once to right. 0-1 offering. He swings, fouls it off Johnson. It's 0-2. One strike away tonight. Tying up this series. Vaz was robbed in the first when he flied it down the right field line, and Aaron Zavala made a really nice running, leaping catch of the wall. Oh, here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes. As the second baseman awaits, and the offering in, it's down and in, and the lights started flashing prematurely. Oh, man. Oh, no pitch. That was a little bit scary. Right as the pitch was coming in. And Javier Vaz talking with Cooper Johnson, I'm sure, saying, could you see it as the pitch came in? Probably not. One and two on Vaz. And DeVito steps off. DeVito brings it home. Way back to the backstop behind Vaz. It takes a crazy carom right back to Johnson, and Valera doesn't even move at second base, down to third. Two balls and two strikes on the pitch behind Vaz. DeVito trying to recompose himself. And he brings in the 2-2. Popped up. Shallow center field. It's the shortstop Acosta. He makes the catch and the rider is win. Frisco wins it 10-5 and they tie the series in a game apiece. Back in the win column on this Wednesday night. Good win for the Riders. Two bases clearing doubles. One from Cooper Johnson, one from Cody Freeman. And they win this one by the final score of 10-5. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Over.
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley with you here on the post-game show. Riders get it done in game two of the series. They improved to 53-30 on the year, a game that took 2 hours and 39 minutes. tallying a total of 15 runs. It was 10 runs on 12 hits for the Rough Riders. No errors defensively. 5 runs on 7 hits. 1 error for Northwest Arkansas. The series now knotted at 1 apiece. The Rough Riders sitting at 9-5 in the second half, 52-30 overall. Northwest Arkansas, that is, 6-8 with a 41-42 overall record. Ryan Garcia earns his 6th win of the year, going 6 strong innings. Ran into some trouble early, but started really well and ended really well. 6 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, a homer, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Skyler Hales and Ricky DeVito took over for the Rough Riders, allowing just the 1 run in the top of the 9th inning. Anthony Simonelli suffers his first loss of the year, sitting at 4-1. He came on and went 1 2/3, giving up 2 hits, 2 walks, a total of 4 earned runs while striking out 3 of the 5 outs that he recorded. But the Rough Riders found themselves behind early again, trailing 4-0 to the bottom of the 4th. They were able to tie the game. The Rough Riders able to get on the board with an RBI single by Aaron Zavala in that frame, and then Cooper Johnson, with the bases loaded, delivered a bases clearing 3-run double to give the Rough Riders a fresh game, even up at 4-all. And in the bottom of the 6th inning, they struck again, sending 9 to the plate, highlighted by a 3-run double by Cody Freeman, the second bases clearing 3-run double of the night for the Rough Riders. They capped it off with a run in the 7th on an RBI single by Abimelech Ortiz that drove home Aaron Zavala, who had doubled his 2nd double of the day, and then added one more just for good measure on no hits. It was Daniel Mateo who scored. He reached to lead off the frame on an error, a throwing error by the 3rd baseman Valera, and then Cody Freeman drove him home with a sacrifice fly. Cody Freeman's 4 RBI tonight are now a new season high for the Rough Riders infielder, the second baseman tonight for Frisco. Cooper Johnson added 3 RBI. And then you look at the individual performances offensively. It was Aaron Zavala who picked up his 2nd 3-hit night of the year, going 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored and an RBI. Abimelech Ortiz also logged his 2nd 3-hit night of the year for the Rough Riders, going 3-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. Those were Cooper Johnson as well, knocked in 3 runs. He also scored a run and had himself a multi-hit affair. Those are the multi-hit games for the Rough Riders. So 3 apiece for Zavala and Ortiz. Cooper Johnson drove in 3 runs and picked up a pair of hits. Cody Freeman led the way with 4 RBI, going 1-for-4. But Ryan Garcia takes home the win for the Rough Riders. He's 6-4. Anthony Simonelli drops to 4-1 on the season. A lot of fun going on throughout the rest of the week. We'll talk more about it on the other side here on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back on the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network, Luke Maley with you. The Riders get it done tonight, 10-5. What a night it was for Aaron Zavala. Mentioned the 3 hits for him. Also got this ball game started with an impressive catch out against the wall in right field. Wasn't quite a home run robbery, but it certainly took away extra bases from Javier Vaz. That set the tempo for the Riders. They ended up erupting for 10 runs on 12 hits, and they evened the series at a game apiece with the Royals affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. A lot of fun going on throughout the rest of the week. It all starts tomorrow as Ben Anderson gets the ball for the Riders. 4-4 with a 4.24 ERA against the left-hander in Noah Cameron, who is 2-4 with a 3.84 ERA. Noah Cameron, the number 20 overall prospect, the left-hander in the Royals organization. He takes the ball for the Naturals tomorrow, who look to jump back ahead in the series. But the Rough Riders have found their rhythm on offense, breaking out tonight for 10 runs. So he'll have to face a very difficult bunch, a bunch that is seeing it well at the plate after erupting for 12 hits, 10 runs tonight. All sorts of fun stuff. First pitch tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. It is a Thursday, which means it's Thirsty Thursday, where you can enjoy half-price drinks along with some great baseball here at Riders Field. It's also Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. For those 21 and up, you can get tickets to the Lazy River for just $25, including access to the Lazy River and all sorts of $2 drink specials through 8 p.m. On Friday, it's another 7.05 p.m. first pitch for First Responders Night, presented by Peak Roofing and Construction. Texas DPS helicopters are going to provide a very cool flyover during the national anthem, and first responders will be here to throw out the first pitch, and all sorts of cool things going on throughout that one. Then you want to stay after for Fireworks Friday, also presented by Peak Roofing and Construction, and as always, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The weekend rolls on Saturday, another 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's Texas Monthly Barbecue Night, where there'll be all sorts of barbecue activities going on here, including Hutchins and Smokeaholics serving up some of their signature items inside the stadium. You can check out some exclusive ticket packages on the Riders' website at ridersbaseball.com that feature some fun barbecue giveaways as well as some tickets to Saturday's 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It is also Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by Raising Cane's. So kids, after the game, can run the bases just like the Rough Riders do. Then finish out this six-game homestand against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals with Bluey Night, where Bluey from the show Bluey will be on hand for a meet and greet. The VIP meet and greet is sold out, but you can still get a chance to meet Bluey by getting your tickets online at ridersbaseball.com. That is 6.05 p.m. first pitch on Sunday. And being a Sunday, it means it's Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's. So a day for the young ones with kid-centered themes, inflatables, and acts going on throughout the contest. And then to wrap up the six-game series with Summer Sunday Fireworks presented by Primrose Schools and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The Rough Riders even the series at a game apiece against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. They do so in dramatic fashion, erupting for 10 runs on 12 hits. They win it 10-5 to improve to 52-30 on the season, 9-5 in this second half. Game number 84 tomorrow, a 7.05 p.m. first pitch with Ben Anderson getting the ball against the left-hander Noah Cameron for the Naturals. That wraps us up this evening. Thanks for spending your Wednesday evening with us. On behalf of my partner Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying goodnight. We hope to catch you back here at Riders Field tomorrow. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:50 for a 7.05 first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!